This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Greg Sharp back at halftime, 14-7 Nebraska with the lead. And we are delighted to be joined, as we are each and every halftime, by University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Did you enjoy the end of that half?
I'll tell you what, could it have ended any better? It was awesome.
That was great. Well, how's your week been? And I know it's been a big week for some dedications and ribbon cuttings.
Greg, big is the word to use to describe these last couple of weeks. And it's really all thanks to the power of public-private partnerships. So, for example, on Wednesday, I was in Omaha for the Baxter Arena dedication, and wow, is it impressive. It's a state-of-the-art facility that will serve student-athletes and the entire university. It's a credit to really how the university and the community can work together to make things happen. Then on Thursday, I attended the Nebraska Innovation Campus grand opening, and it's been a long time coming, but wow, what an amazing facility. This research campus is an important step towards connecting the folks in lab coats with the folks in suits. And a big thanks is really owed to the state of Nebraska for their support on this important initiative. There are emerging public-private partnerships that are taking shape every day, and these partnerships will do several things. They'll create jobs, they'll create companies, they'll attract and retain our young people. And we want to build a culture of innovation and creative activity at the university. So NIC is the perfect example of how industry and the University of Nebraska can work together to benefit our state.
I was out there last night for an alumni event. It's beautiful. What's your vision for what it can do for the university?
Well, it really gives us a place where students, faculty, entrepreneurs, and business leaders can work side by side. It's a place where university breakthroughs can be brought quickly to the marketplace. And as I said, it's a place where ideas can turn into new jobs and companies that grow our economy and keep our brightest young people in Nebraska. You know, as I think about it, Nebraskans expect their university to conduct research that matters, to turn research into products and technologies that help improve lives, and to maintain a competitive economy. And with the NIC, the University of Nebraska is in a strong position to do just that.
I know there's a lot of exciting things going on out there. Can you lead us into some of those?
Well, we're obviously in the early stages. We've been dealing with brick and mortar for a good time now. We just cut the ribbon, so we're in the very early stages. But I'm really pleased with our progress. A number of private partners are planning to locate at NIC, and the campus is just bustling with students and faculty. Members of the community are taking advantage of the resources that the makerspace offers to really foster creative activity. It includes things like machines that help people make things from fabric to woodworking to 3D printing. And in the not too distant future, citizens in Lincoln and the surrounding area will be able to actually pay for a membership and participate in that great space. And then we have a state-of-the-art greenhouse facility that is up and running. The UNL Department of Food Science and Technology now calls the Innovation Campus home. And we're just really opening new opportunities for university collaboration and private sector companies like Nestle and ConAgra and Cargill and many more. We recently won a competitive $750,000 federal grant to help nurture biotech startup companies by providing lab space. And that money will help build and equip wet laboratories for lease by these startup companies, fledgling companies. And this will really be a hub for innovation. I think I should probably also mention that there are many events and facilities on thought leadership that will take place, bringing great minds together, connecting the community, and those things are all happening right now at the Conference Center.
Talked about public-private partnerships. What can you tell us about some of the things that NU is doing to further those?
So it's not just, you know, it's public-private partnerships are so incredibly important to our state. This is really an opportunity to think about how we take the things that are invented, whether it's new knowledge or technology, and spin that up into new job opportunities. And so that includes leaders and staff at companies within the university like UniMed and New Tech Ventures and university researchers who are working to bring their discoveries from the lab to the marketplace. research breakthroughs that become licensed and commercialized make an impact in improving lives around the world. And I think it's important to note that that it also has a tremendous impact on economic development in the state. So let me give you just a few examples of what that looks like. We're doing work that creates new varieties of crops that can tolerate outside stress, new medical devices that can improve surgical procedures, a new method for ethanol production, new vaccines that provide better protection, new allergen detectors that are improving food safety. And I could go on and on and on about the good work that's happening. As new technologies are brought to the marketplace, additional funding comes back to the university, and this rewards our innovations and our innovators and provides further support to expand our research capacity.
Well, it sounds like NU is in a strong position to continue making a positive impact on the economy of the state and growing this state.
Absolutely, and we look forward to future growth. We'll focus on partnerships in areas where we can really make a difference, areas like water, agriculture and food, fuel, biotechnology, national defense, IT, and others where we're poised to really take a leadership role.
Hank, what does the future look like when it comes to NU and its role in growing Nebraska?
Well, as you can see, there's a range of good things happening at the University of Nebraska, and I'm proud of the work that we're doing to serve Nebraskans. Our role in growing the state will continue to expand, but we have to hold hands with the business communities to make that happen. Our momentum is really possible because of the support from our many friends and because we are really starting to appreciate the fact that we're one university with four campuses, and we're really understanding the power of collaboration.
Sounds like great partnerships are the key. Thanks, as always. Good to see you. Let's keep this thing going in the second half.
Absolutely. Let's get a couple more touchdowns.
You bet. Hank Bounds, Nebraska president, joining us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.